preach. Amen. Because we must open the word of God before we close. Immediately I finish, we'll just close. I will not waste your time. Praise God. Now the Bible says, them that are led by the Spirit, they are what? Yes. Christians, we are led. Everything we do is under the leadership of the Holy Ghost. I went to a church somewhere at Onipan, and I saw on their notice board the sermons for the whole quarter. All the Sunday, their midweek service, and like that. And so-so date, so-so pastor. The sermon topic, they wrote it there. So-so day, so-so pastor. The sermon topic, they wrote it there. And I looked at it and I said, what if the Holy Ghost comes now and tells the pastor something else contrary to what is written there? What will happen? He will say, Holy Ghost, wait. Our pastor, our Jew, has already told us what to preach. Well, in this church, our Jew is the Holy Ghost. Praise the Lord. And I'm so sensitive. I am so sensitive. Amen. I told Pastor Francis, I told him, I said, you are a preacher. And he just came to the church. And I said, I know you are a preacher. And maybe you are waiting for me to tell you, come and preach. I said, I know they do that one. No. You are to come and meet me, Pastor. The Lord is giving me a message for the church. And I will say, come so there and preach it. I say, if not, I know the third person say, come and preach this topic. Amen. The prophets, now me they tell you waiting to come prophesy. The prophet tells me, I have a message for the church. I say, give him microphone, come and tell them. Every minister that ministers here, I'm hearing it the same time you are hearing it too. Why? Because it is the GO that directs what should be preached. And then, but where I am going, more importantly, is how the GO can give us a message for his church. He can give a preacher that message through an activity somewhere. Amen. Hallelujah. Like that day that the goat escaped. You know, it's a message. Eh? The goat escaped. They brought a goat to this church. Who was here that day? Thank you. They brought a goat to be offered. The welfare deacon has prepared already how he will kill that goat. And the goat was waiting to be slaughtered. Suddenly, the rope tying him caught. What will happen with the goat? Till today, we never see that goat. The goat had opportunity to escape, and the goat escaped. The human beings have opportunity to escape from the destruction that is coming upon this world. They are staying there waiting for the slaughter. That was a message. Praise the Lord. And he can bring this message through any means. That's why when he brought a message to the church through Sister Nena, through another sister, Eukaria, I knew it is God talking to somebody. And today, there's another sister that he gave message. Sheila, if you are ready, let's watch the screen and listen to that testimony. And you yourself, you will pick the message yourself from that testimony. I don't know why not true sisters, only they talk.
Sister Chinwe, you're welcome.
God bless you, Pastor.
And I know you have been in this end time message for how long now?
Since 1987.
87, you were in this message before me because I came in 89.
Yes, sir.
Okay, what have been the experience? Because you sent me a text message.
Some experience. My experience is too much since now that 1987, but I do not recognize it that like I came here.
Okay.
At times when I...
How long have you been in this church now?
I was here, and I came here on last year, May.
May 2010.
Yes, sir.
Okay. From what was your last church?
My last church is Local Christian Assembly, 7 Thunder at Lagos Street, number 136.
Okay. You are believers of that 7 Thunder has been revealed.
Yes, sir.
Do you still believe that now? You can't. After all the teaching, you can't believe that now.
Yes, sir.
Okay. So what happened now recently?
This reason, that reason why I asked you, who is Zephaniah? I was always, you know, seeing a man physical. That's my second question again. That can God came in a physical form? Because at times, if I'm walking on the way, I will meet a man. He will stop me on the way, call me Chinwe. I was surprised.
You see physically.
Physically. Or,
okay. Not a vision or. Dream or something like that.
Not a vision. It's the reason why I asked you that question. Can God visit someone in a physical form?
Okay.
So I was, cut it short. Like last month, we have, because I'm in contender prayer group, mm-hmm. We have a program for Hope of the Jobless. Mm. So I don't want to come that program because no cupboard, no pen in the house for me to enter motor, talk less the one that we use and eat. So I told my children that I will not make it, even my daughter. Mm. My daughter said, Mommy, we go. I said, we know God, I don't have money. When I reach there, we close fasting and prayer. So we're supposed to test something. So I told my daughter, the program started on Monday. We couldn't make it Tuesday. That Monday, we couldn't make it. I told my daughter, Iglet. I said, Iglet, the answer. I said, Mommy, he said, I said, okay, either you arrange room or I go to market or you go to market and arrange. You say, Mommy, go market because things are costly now. So I went. On my way going, so as I was going, one man was following me. As I was going, one man was following me dressed like these cherubim people, like that's take rope, just tie for in waist.
Yes.
So the color of his neck, cape. How they sew the neck is green and red. She was holding Bible and one staff for right hand and holding Bible like this. He was following me. I said, why this man was following me? I was noticing it. This man was following me. So when I walk at the junction, he double crossed me. He said, my daughter, come. Never you fear. I said, why, who are you? He said, please, I have a message for you. I said, this message is from Chorobi or Sam. He said, I should not say like that. I have a message for you. Mm-hmm. He said, okay, let me confirm. Let me confirm it to you. You have 4 children, 3 boys and 1 girl. Uh-huh. And your name is Chinwe. Mm-hmm. I look, that time I just opened my eye. I said, how do you see this man? I never see this man before. This man began to ask me, could he tell me something? He said, that program you people have in your church, I don't want you to fail that program. In short, it's not me. God don't want you to fail to go to that program. Mm-hmm. I know your thoughts. God have revealed to me your thoughts, mm-hmm. about feeding and transportation. Don't fail to go that program. If you fail to go that program, anything you see in your house, you can take it. It's how God sent me to you. I say, here, which program? He said, you people have program. You are intercessing for that program that you are, the man of God are having there. That program is very, very important in your family. I said, it's true, so I don't have the money to go. He said, go. God have make a way for you through your leader. It's because of you, your leader. God make a way through him for you. I couldn't understand. I said, okay, if you don't go, he asked me, he said, that dream you dreamed 2 days ago, could you remember it? I said, yes, I dream a dream. One man visited me on my pillow, inside my pillow, where I lie down on one long chair like that. Yes. I was sleeping. A dead man, our landlord, that's Mr. TJ, he entered room, just wake me up. He called me, Mama Joshua. I said, TJ, where went you since 4 years now? Nobody was seeing you. Your wife had remarried and everything. Leave your children, just go like that. He said, it's a long story. He can't come back again. He just bring out one of his right hand and shake me. So I didn't know that in that dream, I didn't know whether he don't die or never die. I just stretch out my right hand and shake him. He said, congratulations, welcome you to our own land. So when I wake up, I call one of my neighbors. I told him this. I call my children. My children say, it's a bad thing. My neighbor say, you know, say that man, at times they give testimony concerning your children, and they say they like you people. You people are humble, and this maybe the same story. I said, like for dead person since 4 years ago. So I wave it, I prayed, take anointing oil and everything, spraying the water. I said, it seems like fear went to greet him. So I called my children, we prayed, because my husband was traveled that time. So after that one, so after 2 days, I met that man. So when I narrated the story to that dream to that man, yeah, as we stand face to face, one in one that day, so I narrated, some was too much. So the man, he said, that dream, I want you to go that program, particularly that is success, so go that program. After that program, the other one, a man of God, we have, go it. It's because of you. It's because of you. Don't neglect that call. The man of God call is from God, from third heaven. I said, okay, sir. He said there's something that that used to control in a man. Two things, either faith or fear. Doubt.
Doubt.
Okay. Yes, sir. He said, I want you to hold faith, throw away doubt, okay, from now goes on. I want you to throw away doubt, both your brothers and sisters. I said, my brother and sister is not in this faith. He said, remember what Jesus Christ said. Jesus Christ said that those people that is my brothers and my sister, they are those that follow me to work. I don't know how to narrate English very well. I said, okay, they are my brothers. I said, doesn't mean that those people in the church, some of them have doubts. Or he said, go and tell your sisters and brother, they should stop doubting God.
Amen.
At any time, any level. They should have faith. Because Bible said the greatest weapon to a Christian, a real Christian, is fear and doubt. I should not fear in my life.
Yes.
It's the greatest weapon to a Christian. I said, okay, say, go, go, don't mind. We see how money and food will enter your hand. So he said, God bless you. When he just went smaller, I was following the man, Let me know, I asked the man, I said, where is your house now? Where is your number? So that when I go to church, that prophecy gave to me enough, you feel. I will find your house, I'll come and greet you somehow now. I'll call you on phone, give me your phone number. He said, I should not worry, my daughter. Since God has predestinated you into your mother's womb, you know my dress, and you know where to find me. Go there.
Man.
Just depart. I departed. I go my way, go by. I was shivering. I said, who is this man? So I just go. He went.
You didn't know where he followed and went?
I didn't know. Just he go left. I go right, because market is straight like this.
Okay,
he go left.
Opposite way.
So
okay, we will come back, and we'll find out how eventually she followed that instruction. We'll be right back. Welcome back. We're still with Sister Chinwe. You had about 6 questions.
Yes, sir.
6 questions.
Yes, sir.
That you were asking. What brought about those questions? Before I hear them one by one, what brought about those questions?
So after that prophecy that man gave to me on the way, I prepared to come to the 10 days program, reaching here on the gate. So my body began to, you know, do me somehow. So when I reach here, that's really in the year, I saw Brother Uche. I called Brother Uche. I said, I don't know how my body is doing me. Come and pray for me. Brother Uche said, okay, let's go inside children's hall. When we went there, Brother Uche began to talk with other people. She forgot. So we started our prayer night that night, prayer group that night. So as the brojo, our pastor, was preaching, I don't know how my body was doing me that night. So I called Broruchi. I said, I'm dying, no, come and pray for me. Say, wait. I don't know what is going on that day. That is the reason. That day, I know the reason why that man met me on the way. So I don't know whether I was sleeping or not. Bro just called me. Said, Sister Chimon, what is wrong with you? Didn't you sleep last night? So I wanted to ask the question. My chest blocked. When I look back for that small, small window, there is that
the children's church.
I saw, before we started that prayer, so one of our sisters, Sister Blessing, gave a prophecy. Say he saw some people pointing at one person, but they don't really know the face of that person, that group that night. We don't call it anything because I feel it somehow, but my thought did not reach like that. When I look back from my right hand, I saw two men with one woman that was pointing at me through that window. They say, Onowa, come out. But that Onowa, my mother gave me that Onowa when I was small. It's my real name. That 1982, when I was in class 2, far back that time, I was in secondary school. One day we were writing exam. We have finished Igbo subject, was writing Bible story, that Bible knowledge that time. When I entered the ring bell, when we entered the second exam, when I entered inside, I saw handwriting on top of my locker. They said, your name is no more Onowa Abuchi, your name is now is Chinwendu. Change that name.
What's the meaning of Onowa?
Onowa, but that is word mouth is not the word mouth is not the mouth of God. Okay. But my mother said that the time he gave me that name is the time that him and the other co-wife was quarreling. So he gave me that name. I heard people answering quarrel names.
And what is the meaning of Chinwe?
Chinwe is God's own life.
God's own life.
Own life.
Okay, now from now, you should change your name. Saw it written like that.
Clearly, with ink. That time is ink. They used to write it. Okay. It's the reason why I told you to... that thing is whispering to me like a breeze, like a small voice. He said, look up. On top of that, your lock, I look up. He said, now... I write your name there, Chinwendu. Your name is no more Onowa Abuchi because at the end time, this your name is going to work for you and there is something in a name. So when he says so,
that's right.
I just clean it up. So that day, I begin to write all over all my book. I change it to write Chinwendu.
That's how you became Chinwendu.
So I answer Chinwendu.
Yes.
So that day, I was there. They are calling me Onowa. That's old name. So I should come out there. I should go to hospital. If I stay there, we die. You don't know those people. They are troubling their children. I said, I'm not your children. I'm one of your children now. Why? He said, come to hospital. And that day, I know that the hospital is too bad. Because one thing I heard the former church, I was before, Seventh Thunder, I can't hide my mouth. It's not a story or what or that. My people can tell you the story. Sister Getty is here. Anytime somebody was sick, anything, even my husband, when he first stroke, when I called them, he said, Sister Chin, have you taken him to General Hospital? Or have you taken him to Loot? And when he tell that person to death, the person must surely die. No prayer, nothing. They are not powerful in prayer. That reason why I hold tight this church. So when I come here, I said, this type of church is there in this world to pray?
Amen.
Pray nicely, pray hard.
Amen.
So that's why I said, whether good or bad. So when those people told me to go to, I said, never. They just blow something like blow far to that place I was sitting. Contender prayer will give witness, yes. You blow it, the thing come, hit me on my chest. I just, going out. I don't know what to do, what is happening again. So all of them just, I don't know. At last, Pastor, this place now after this backhoe here, well, this bridge here, if you pass it, go up. Something bad is there. I saw dwarf, I saw frog, I saw rat, many things I saw there. They were standing there waiting for me to cross, telling me to come, let's go to hospital.
But they could not come inside the compound.
Fire that is after that backhoe there is too much.
That gate there.
Too much. The fire is too much. Nobody can near it. Except Jesus Christ. And Jesus Christ is that fire.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So when I woke up, I saw people. I don't know that people. When I saw those contender group, all of them wear white up and down and have wing. They were shouting. I don't know they was praying for me that night because I have gone. So when I look up, I saw Brother Uche Obenna wearing that white with wing, but I recognize his face. I said, Brother Uche, where am I? They're telling me to come to hospital. Immediately I said it, they just sent something, that blue blue again, come to my eye.
Again.
I get blind that night. They will be a witness. I say, my eye, I couldn't see again. One of them, I don't know the person, they just bring anointed oil, just rub me, put inside my eye, my ear, everything. They said they put even the spoon inside my this thing. Because
all this one you didn't know?
I didn't know.
Okay.
So that one gone like that. That one is a long story.
And God brought you back.
God brought me back. They prayed for me.
Amen.
So when they, that in that realm of that spirit, they are taking me to somewhere. So that man that met me that day,
yes,
he just blocked them. Mm. He said, "Leave my child. It's for me."
The same man you met on the way.
That man
that told you that you should make sure you come here.
He take Bible and preach them.
Amen.
All of them just met like crazy.
Amen.
They went back. He began to tell me, he said, "Doubt is very, very risky to a Christian. Don't doubt. Don't doubt. Have faith. And try to be climbing that ladder." That's why I ask you, the word of God, it have ladder.
Okay.
So I should not.
So one of your questions is the word of God.
I don't know whether does it have ladder. Ladder.
Okay. He told you climb the ladder.
Ladder.
Okay.
I should climb that faith. You don't have it. Have faith and throw away doubt. So I am your Zephaniah.
He said, "I am your Zephaniah."
That's why I asked you that question.
Who is Zephaniah?
Zephaniah.
Okay.
So that one gone like that. Amen. So my reason why I called you. So on that day, that week, you are doing 3 days powerful night deliverance, family
deliverance. Yes.
So the last prayer you told congregation to pray, he said, "Tell God what you want God to do for you after these 3 days." Is that day is Friday, the last day?
Yes.
So the next day, firstborn will come to their program. So I say, "God." As I met this angel, I don't know whether this one angel or what. Every day I am Zephaniah.
Oh, he has appeared several times.
He's appeared since when I was 12 years old.
You have been seeing that particular person.
And it's the man that selects husband to me. Same Zephaniah.
Is the same angel.
Yes.
That selected your husband.
My husband.
He told you who your husband would be.
He told me that. Pastor, if I mean to tell you this, that's why I say I want to.
Okay, because of time. Okay,
yes,
okay. But he's the one that selected your husband for you.
Selected my husband. Even the time I wanted to fry my last born in frying pan.
Fry?
I was frying pork for that time. People was come and count it and go and sell for their shops. So I was inside my kitchen frying it. One spirit was ministering to me. I did not see the spirit. He said, "Madam, if you want to," that time was in severe hardship, poverty, because evil spirit used to use poverty to fight people at times.
Yes.
He said that there was in a horrible thinking. He said, "Come, if you want to be rich and people will come and bow for you, you have any kind, if you want to have any kind in this world, I want you to take this your last born, this your son, Enoch. Put inside that frying pan and fry it. All the whole world will come and bow for you. We'll be a minister in the world. Be this, be that." I said, here. Are you? You mean it that I will have money? Say yes. First, I wanted to do that because the voice is neat and clear. So when I wanted to carry down my son, he's about 2 months of age. I wanted to carry it. So a shadow appeared and called me. My daughter Chinwendu, what are you doing? This is not the voice of the God Almighty. This is the voice of the God Almighty. What are you doing? Leave that child alone. Okay, I want to show you something now. It's the devil. At the last day, before Christ will come, I will make you what God wants you to be. Live quick, rich, and wait upon the Lord. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength.
Amen.
They shall mount up and they shall run and not faint.
Yes.
So when he told me all these things, I said, yeah. He said, I should look up and move small. I look up and move small. So the voice just left me. Minute I move small, see a mighty python on top of my kitchen. They did not see the kitchen. They not see it with ceiling. It'd be like this one. It just
that was the spirit that was talking to you.
That spirit that was talking to me have left me. Have given
that,
me
I mean the demon that talked to you to fry your son.
I said I should look up. I look up. That snake just fall, breathing for ground. I begin to shout, call our neighbors to come and see you. When our neighbor run come inside backyard to that for that to that kitchen.
Yes.
They saw mighty snake, a python. They saw white, red.
Different
six colors. That no be different six colors that snake have.
Oh, okay. One snake with six
very
different
big
colors.
My
yes.
husband is in this church. He will be a witness to me that time. So when the snake fell down, so I begin to shout all my neighbor front, both front, back, left, and right hand. They run inside. Instead of the snake to
run,
he begin to pursue everybody. Hater skater.
Jesus.
Pursues everybody. The man appear again. He said, my daughter Chinwendu, go and take fuel. I don't have fuel. One of our neighbors, the man have died since, he brought one fuel, Akpego is his name. He brought one fuel. The snake just jump up and down. So it became weak. So they kill it. And we carry it out of that, outside and put it on the main road. When Moto meet that snake, he just saw everybody was shouting. I became a story that year. When Moto matched the snake, seems like that Moto went to have accident. So those people that have matched the snake, tell others. So don't match you. Okada, don't match you. Some people have problem when they match on top of that.
Even after the snake was dead.
After the snake was dead, when any Moto that climbed, push them like that. So that one, just go like that. After that, the man met me. He said, from today goes on, you will see how the devil used to fight Christians because of hardship. Don't begin to preach me about hardship. He said, hold your husband and children tight. Hold anything that your husband cannot get for you, God cannot get it for him.
Amen.
Wait upon the Lord. He will strengthen you at the last day.
Amen.
Let me tell you, tell your husband to go to Lagos and take care of your family. There's a church I'm going to show him at the last day. No matter any circumstances you meet them when you go, you go many places. So no matter any circumstances. At times, when I have some revelation, I will not tell my husband because he believes, he hold tight for that seven thunder. You cannot tell him. So anything you talk against about the word of God, it's better he kill you that day.
When you were having these revelations,
yes, sir.
Were you already in the message?
I'm already in the message, sir.
When that spirit was telling you to fry your chicken?
Yes, I was in the
you
message.
You were already in the message.
But now God have told me why.
Amen.
Because if somebody stands on that on the truth, devil cannot fight anyhow.
Thank you. Now, and you were in that message. That was in the east?
In the east.
Which town is that?
It's Imo State, Mbano.
Mbano here in Nigeria.
Yes.
Okay, and that is where you were when
that same angel again
met me,
told you that yes. he would take you to Lagos.
Yes, I met my family.
That you
and
would
he show
Lagos.
Us a church. That church that has no dogma. That day I called my heart. What is the meaning of dogma? What? No creed, no dogma, no intellectual.
Which year was that?
That year was 1994.
Okay.
I was born, my last born.
Okay.
So he said the church.
He said that church, no creed.
No creed, no dogma, what? No, no intellectual. Is the God, is the church that God blessed you and your family to see rapture at the end time.
Amen.
Go there. But you will suffer. You will pass many things. But I will hold you tight. Wait upon me. I will renew your strength.
And which year did you come to Lagos?
We came to Lagos a year 2000. So we go many churches, this, that, until last year. You know the reason why I know that it's this church. After the, before I called you, so the same angel met inside my room and told me, this is the church. Go and tell my boy. Because the person said that he's used to he do call you my boy, my own son boy.
The angel.
Yes,
he
that
said,
man.
He referred to me as his boy.
My boy. So before, so that one is coming. That's how that one we came to Lagos here and that last year, and God just that thing that. Other people was lacking. When I give them some revelation at times, they call me devil, witch, this and that. One of our sisters said, you have a gift. Why you have breasts, pens, and everything? Go to hospital here and
in your former church.
In my former church.
They were laughing at you because you had a lump
that,
in your breast.
I said, why can't you pray now? This and that. That he said, have. Up to now, the sister did not. He didn't talk to me because I give her a prophecy, and that prophecy about her husband going to Cameroon. I told our pastor. The angel met me inside my room. Yeah. He told me that I should come and tell you to tell brother, you should not go to that Cameroon. If you go to that Cameroon, he will not come back again.
Mm.
So the pastor, they just take it as my husband will be a witness and my children. They just take it anyhow. That thing, that prophecy came to me on Saturday. I went on Sunday. I told our pastor, on Wednesday, the brother will travel. So that mirror is there. They take it anyhow. The brother traveled on the way. You don't know that people that is taking him to the Cameroon is ritual people.
Oh.
Inside Kenude, they just take away his, pull away his shirt, trousers, shoe, everything, and watch, even wrist watch and ring, wedding ring, and put aside his luggages and carry it back to the wife.
Oh,
they
no.
say it died. It is a fish eater. I said, even if fish eater. They eat, you know, eat cloth. They say cloth, say ring, say everything. Up till now, they did not see the man. The man just, they gave him farewell or what, we bury him. They not see the but up till now. The wife, even now, don't talk to me, Sister Mary.
And she's the one that was talking to you about the
and the one they say there, yes, that if even if you're a prophecy that time, well, why God didn't do that? I don't know that. God they don't have the power in them.
Mm.
Even they don't have the nature of God, as the angel told me last week.
Mm.
The nature of God in them.
Amen.
So where people have the nature of God, man of God have the nature of God and his people, is where God uses it and hear me.
Just by way of digression, how the people would like to know, how did that breast lump, how did it heal?
I was here.
It has gone now.
It has gone now. I was here in that church, this room now. So, pastor was praying and making some comments and praying. So, when he prayed, finished, pastor gets some sign. He said, I get an answer. God, Lord, who is that? You get an answer for? I get an answer. So, me, I was surprised. You know the person that you get an answer for. I was down this room. So, the same hand. That used to touch me. He come and touch, tap me here.
Mm.
He said, my daughter Chinwe, go out and clear my son. It's you.
Mm.
It's you. That's cancer. That answer is not answer. It's cancer. God have healed you.
Which sister is bearing answer? Is there any name like that? Anybody bearing answer? Who is bearing answer? Who is bearing answer? Hey, sister. Answer. Who? Calabar. Who is the person? Please come out if you are the one. The Lord wants to lose a sister by the name of Answer. Whoever it is, a woman. The Lord wants to lose you. Who is the person? Answer. Is that your name?
Hallelujah.
Is that your name?
Sister Chinwe.
Answer.
Cancer of the breast.
Oh. Oh, come, come. And it's only worried to hear. Come. You're suffering from cancer of the breast?
Since 5 years now, that's
5 years.
When the cancer go,
have I prayed for you before?
No, there was a day
have
I was.
Have I prayed for you?
Church have prayed for me.
Have you come to my office for prayers?
No, sir.
No, I have not prayed for you.
No, sir. But now the thing do you have believe? Gone. I have never seen.
Now the thing disappeared.
No, don't feel it anymore.
You don't feel it anymore.
Now.
Can you see? Hallelujah. Your neighbor lay hand on you. Was it when somebody lay hand on you and shouted fire?
Yes.
That was when the team left.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I said somebody must testify and say, from that Sunday. Hey, how many people from that Sunday?
I have healed you. This is the hour and
Amen.
The church.
Amen.
I want God to heal you inside. Go is for you. Okay, touch it. I touch it. I did not feel anything. I ran come outside.
Amen.
I said, Pastor, it's not answer, it's cancer.
Amen. Hallelujah. Somebody will testify, my life just changed. You know that God has healed you of that cancer.
Amen.
Forever.
Amen. I don't see the seed now. The seed has gone out. Oh.
The seed disappear.
Amen.
The lump has disappeared.
Hallelujah.
The lump has disappeared. Are you ready now? Go back to your seat, sister. Go back to your seat. The fire is here. The angels are here.
Okay. So you're meeting with that man now. We come back. And we hear more on the encounter with that angel, Angel Zephaniah. God bless you. Welcome back. We are still with Sister Chinwe. Okay? The visitations. The angel of the Lord has been visiting you. He said he will remain your Zephaniah. And I think he has remained so with you.
Yes, sir.
If not, you will have fried
my son.
Your son. And nothing will have happened.
Here.
You will have been in the prison yard.
Yes, sir.
The thief coming up to steal, kill, and destroy. Let's know your experience last week.
So, when our pastor put 3 days deliverance night, so he asked everybody, tell God what you want God to do for you after this 3 days deliverance, family deliverance. Say, God, with all these experiences, God, I want to know you. Mm-hmm. I want to be like you. Mm-hmm. I want to have a knowledge of God, full knowledge of God, mm-hmm. genuine knowledge of God in me.
Mm-hmm.
Please, God, only this prayer, this thing I was praying. So last week, I was in my room. So, no sleep. Sleep gone out of my eye, 2 eyes. My husband, my children, they was inside parlor sleeping. Seems like God wants to talk to me that night. Nobody slept with me. Only my last born, Enoch, on top of bed. So, no sleep. My body was doing me somehow. I couldn't know how. I don't know how my body was doing me. So, small time. I noticed somehow breeze, mighty breeze, from window, all over my body. I did not catch cold or nothing, not to. But that breeze, I never see that type of breeze. I never noticed it before. You just come inside. I just take to my hand, just hide my face. And I hide my face on the bed. So when I look up like this, I saw shadow going around my room. Going around my room. Fear catched me. I said, what is this? When I asked, what is this? A small voice, as usual, came. He said, my daughter, get up. I get up. I have told you several occasions that you should not fear. The greatest weapon to a real Christian or a Christian is fear. That fear, Satan used to have it as a weapon to a Christian. I don't want you to be fear. I don't want you to be doubt. Have faith. And that faith you have never started. You have never started at all. You are just going to church. If you have started, when I come, you will know me. I sit up. So I should go to that my bed, under my bed, where I used to put head. I used to, that day I do put my this in, my anointed water and anointing oil on top of one small locker. I enter this, I should carry it and wash my face. I carry it, wash my face. When I wash my face, all the fear, all the shivering and everything stopped automatically.
Amen.
My mind was strong.
Hallelujah.
He said, listen to me now. You always praying to God. But that shadow was talking and, you know, moving around.
Yes.
I didn't fear again because of that water I used. So carry that water.
That water is the water we consecrated here.
Yes, that water that my boy used. I did not ask him that question, that boy. After he showed me some certain things for Lord choosing, he can't show me who is his boy. He said, I should take it. Wipe away your face. Thus, wash your face. And just put it inside your mouth and do like them. I do it and throw it away. It's okay. Listen to me, my daughter. Put away fear. Put away doubt. Put faith. It's the first ladder of your Christianity way.
That's right.
So he said, my daughter, listen to me carefully. You prayed to me last 2 weeks ago about the nature, about the knowledge of God,
yes,
and about to be like Christ.
Yes.
You never even started with you and your brothers and sisters at all. But I thank God for my boy. I thank God for him. I'm coming up for him.
When you say my boy, he's referring to me.
Our pastor, at last, okay. I know that it's because of the picture he showed me.
Okay.
So when I reach, I will tell you how he showed me.
Okay.
So I said, okay. Because my mind is not strong well because of that water I washed.
Mm-hmm.
I went to my husband, at last, he noticed and come inside that I have finished with me and gone. So I said, okay. He told me, my daughter, now, are you born again? I say, yeah. No, I see trouble. I'm born again now. He said, have you received the Holy Spirit? I said, I have received the Holy Spirit. A laugh. That laugh, it be like when 2 months child do laugh. So he laugh. I said, why are you laughing? He said, I have never started. I said, he asked me, how do you know that you have received the Holy Spirit?
Mm-hmm.
I said, how do I know is that? When Pacho was preaching, at times I will have a sign. My body was shivering. I will have what Pastor is preaching to us, I will have a feeling that it's truth.
Mm-hmm.
He laughed. He said, what of born again? I said, I'm born again. I'm always going to church. I love God. I don't do bad things again. I don't tell lies. I don't do this. I don't do. He laughed. He said, my daughter, all these things is true. But it's the entrance of the Holy Spirit. He said, now let me tell you, I have many places to go because time is no more to gather my own bride. But I have my own boy that I trust, that have the nature of God in him, that I will commit this teaching. into your hand to go and teach it for you. He said, go to the 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 1 to 8, is where the nature of God was preached by my man, my angel. Go there is from God Almighty. Or a statue of a perfect man. Go there. My boy, we taught you how you get all this nature, because my own boy have it. Without having it, I cannot use him to settle people. I cannot use him to settle people to my kingdom. Oh, go to him. He will taught you how to do it. Go and study it. Is that there I know that when our pastor says, study it, don't read Bible. That I know that thing is recorded in heaven. That's studying Bible. So go and study it. My boy will teach you. So I say, when I ask him, say, who is your boy, sir? He said, my boy. He bring out one paper like that, one picture. I look it very well. That picture, that man wear jean with white shirt and put cap and have Bible in the hand. So when he showed me that, I look very well, show it very well to me. I saw our pastor's face, brother, sister, Pastor Ali. I said, it's my pastor. And he's the one that owns this church. He saw my daughter. My boy did not own church at all. He is my angel, the angel of the Lord. He is the angel God is using for this end time, for the bride of Christ. Go there. I have put in a word into his mouth to deliver. And anybody that hacking my word, have that faith and climb that ladder that was starting from faith. If that person climb it, where the love will cover the person will make it. I have done it for him and you people. I said, okay, if this man is your boy, why can't you fight for him? I was coming to church this morning. On the way, I saw moto was packed everywhere. No way people will be packed. They say, nah, Lord choosing, pack them. I said, why can't you fight for your boy now? If he's your boy, why can't you fight for him? The other day, I wanted to put some blocks where the children of God will rest when they are coming to church, as he said. They go and pull it off. At times, there are people we live around us. When he heard that we are going to bride assembly, they begin to, you know, doing us somehow. He said, my daughter, come up. Follow me. I was following him around 2:30 in the midnight. I was following him. When I followed him, he carried me go on top of mountain, high mountain. We stand on top of this. He said, stop. I stop. He said, look straight. I look straight. He said, do you see that? It's okay. Look down. I look down. He said, I should not peep. I should stand firm. I stand. He said, look down. I look down. I saw one big mountain house with many things inside there. Nice offices and everything.
Mansion.
Yes, sir.
A mansion house.
He said, I should look front, direct. I looked, there was a pulpit there. That is altar. Like this one. I look up. He said, what did they write there? I said, they wrote there, Revelation 18. Revelation chapter 18. Starting from verse 5 to 10. He said, I should go and study it very well. It is the portion that God have given them already. I should not bother of my own boy because of their persecution. God have already given them their own portion. So this is their own portion. As me and you standing on top of this mountain today, so that last day, they will be under. You people will be on top. Looking at their destruction. Don't bother yourself. But what I want you to let you know now, that go and tell my boy that he should hold what he holds tight. I should not leave what he holding tight. I should not follow any man. Let him hold that word of God. All I know that is always giving me happiness and joy is that the nature of God Almighty is in him. Go and tell him that he should not disturb himself. Amen. He should not disturb himself. Let him speak the word and leave it there for God. God will do it. Amen. Tell him that the manifestation will be the interpretation.
Amen.
He just left me. The fear come back again. So my husband entered. When he entered, he scared me. I do so. I thought he's the same person. When he left, the last time he left, he said, I am going. The manifestation will be the interpretation. I am his Zephaniah. That's yeah, you. Tell my boy, I am his Zephaniah. That time. I said, this one, this Zephaniah is Zephaniah. I must surely ask, maybe don't come to become your own Zephaniah. I told my husband, I said, I should go. It's not my own message, it's from everybody, even himself. I said, no, I don't want to go. Pastor will question me, and I don't know how to speak English and everything. All my children laugh. That would no good. Forcing me since then, he was forcing me to go and tell. That's what.
That was your experience last week.
Yes.
That's a wonderful experience. We'll be right back and we will hear those questions once again and try to listen to them one after the other. God bless you. Welcome back. We are with Sister Chinwe. Those experiences you had recently gave birth to some questions.
Yes.
Can we hear those questions?
Have you been born again?
That is what the angel was
asked
asking
me before he started.
Number one, have you been born again? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Have you received the Holy Ghost?
Have you received the Holy Ghost?
What is nature of God or stature of a perfect man?
What is the nature of God or
stature
the stature of a perfect man? Okay.
Did the word of God have ladder or a step?
Why did you ask that question? Because he told you.
The only two questions he asked me here.
All these things now.
When he's telling me about he never started the first step.
Okay, because he said the first step.
That's why I'm asking. Okay. The first ladder.
Okay.
That's why I'm asking you.
The first
you.
Step in the ladder.
Yes.
So does the word of God have ladder? Okay.
Yes.
What's the next question?
Can God come in the physical form? When he visited me, when he finished with me, he said, I am Zephaniah.
Okay.
Because he visited me in a physical way.
Okay. Do you know the meaning of Zephaniah?
When I asked my husband, he said, The meaning of Zephaniah, as you know, olden days, is God is my shelter or shelter.
God is my shelter. Okay. So you want to ask, can God do what?
Can God come in a physical form?
In a physical form.
Yes.
Okay.
And who is Zephaniah?
You wanted to know who is Zephaniah.
Yes. The other four questions, the questions... The angel asked me, it's only two questions. He said, have you been born again?
I know.
Have you received the Holy Ghost? When he was narrating everything, then is that place I catch other questions I ask him.
Okay. We will take time. We will answer those questions. And we believe that message was not just for you.
Okay.
God was sending you to his people. And the whole thing about all this visitation is centered on this stature for perfection. And I believe that is the question. I mean, that is the message he is passing to his church. And we will convey that message to the church. Thank you very much.
God bless you, Pastor.
I believe that angel will never stop coming. He tells you things and those things come to pass. Because
yes,
he said the manifestation is the interpretation.
Yes, sir.
Praise God.
Yes, sir.
And what is interesting here is that you have been following his leadership and that has led you here so far.
Yes, sir.
We believe that God will fulfill his purpose in your life.
Amen, sir.
Thank you very much for this time taken with us. Okay, God bless you.
Thank you. Hallelujah. Put your hands together for the Lord. You're blessed. Amen. And something that strikes me in that testimony, and very seriously too, she was seeing the angel of the Lord talking to her, not be dream, physically, face to face, several times, saying things that come to pass, yet the angel is asking her, have you received the Holy Ghost? That is a message of his own. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Contender prayer group. Do you remember her? What happened? Who was there? Rademeka, what happened?
Praise the Lord.
Come forward.
Praise the Lord, church. On that fateful night of our 10 days program, when the person that was preaching and something struck her, and they rushed her out, they went, came to me and called me, and when I went there, I noticed that the sister has passed away. And I wanted to tell any of them so that their faith will not be discouraged. We keep on praying and keep on praying. A lot of things was applied to her in order for her to come back. We postponed, in fact, a lot of things. Everybody was on fire praying for her. But as God may have it, at the end of the whole story, she was restored back to life.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. A dead man came in the spirit, shook hands with her, and said, welcome to our land. That is, concerning death, her matter was settled. You know why I'm excited? I say you will not die cockroach death. I told God, you didn't call me to do funeral service. Amen. Hallelujah. In this end time, as the age will be closing in, there will be unusual manifestations, individual experiences. Little, it is beginning now. I know these are the ones that I'm able to hear. I know there are others receiving experiences. Hallelujah. I don't know. A sister called me last night. Is it last night or this morning? Sister Lucy, are you here? Sister Lucy, another sister. What? Brothers, what happened? A sister. Is Sister Lucy here? She's not here this morning. Where is she? Sister Lucy had another interesting experience, a very small experience here in the church. Where was it? Friday? Tell them what happened.
Church, praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. It's okay. Talk there, they will hear you.
When I came to the vigil on Friday, the sister by my side.
Talk to the microphone so that they can hear you.
The Lord says I should sow a seed in her life. I was contemplating, Lord, you know I don't have much on me, but I would do the much I can. So we were called for the building offering. After the building offering, we gave the thanksgiving. Before I gave my thanksgiving offering, the Lord says, the era of 100 naira thanksgiving is over.
The Lord told you that?
Yes.
The era of 100 naira. And some people are still under 100. 20 naira. Hey! When we are in digital, they are still in analog.
So because while I was at the gate, I had to search for change for 100 naira because I had no much on me. So when you told me that, I said, God, you know, I don't have much today. I searched for that 100 naira. I turned my bag upside down. I couldn't find it. I had to go with the 500 naira. When I gave the 500 naira, the person says we should dance. After dancing, I saw the same 500 naira on top of my bag. I asked the sister by my side.
The 500 naira you dropped for offering?
Yes, sir.
You came back to your seat again and you saw that same 500?
Yes, sir.
Joy.
I found it on top of my bag. I asked the sister, though, she can't even drop it because she's in need of money. Even if you are not a born again, you want to help her because she looked helpless and, you know. So I immediately said, sister, I have a message for you, the same woman. Mm-hmm. He said, your sister, and honestly, all through that night with you, all my prayer points was centered on her. I was saying, God, do this for her, do my kid sister. So she now gave me this, and I've never seen this stuff for once. I don't even know her from Adams. So she said, the Lord wants you to sow seed in my life. Mm. And that was the money that was returned back to me. Mm. The Lord wants you to sow seed in my life, and if you do, he will go straight to the east and deliver your sister. So I had goosebumps on me. I was like, God, I've never seen a thing like this before. How could you return this money? I mean, this is angel's money. I was feeling the money. I said, hey, for the very first, I've never had such experience. So I now gave, so I packed everything I had and gave to the sister. I said, please go, 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 go. And I left. And when I got home, I wasn't myself. I had to call pastor and say, please. Because I had an inward examination. They said, Lord, have I offended you in any way? I said, please, I've been trying all this while, but I don't think. Pastor now says, it's another encounter.
Another encounter. Church, clap your hands now for the Lord. That sister, is she here? Is that sister here that she gave the money that Friday? Is she here? She's not here. She's not here today. Is she here? She collected 500 naira. She not come to church. That was an angel of God. That was an angel of God. Church, clap your hands for Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. One of our questions is, who is Zephaniah? Zephaniah is a Hebrew word that means hidden in God. Hidden in Yahweh. That is, Yahweh is your refuge. That is, you are hidden in Yahweh. That is the meaning of Zephaniah. That is, God is saying he is your protection. That is the meaning of Zephaniah. Praise the Lord. God is real. Very, very real. Hallelujah. Open Hebrew chapter 6. Hebrew chapter 6. Now, from this testimony, we have some very striking messages there. At least I'm able to get about 3 or 4 messages there that we need to really dwell on. Amen. But today, we will start with the stature of a perfect man. The stature of a perfect man. That will also answer her question. Does the word of God have ladder? Yes. There is ladder to perfection. You climb one step after the other until you hit the perfection. Praise the Lord. This is the way Apostle Paul also gave that same message that angel was giving to our sister Chinwendu. Hebrews chapter 6, verse 1. He says, therefore, leaving the principles of the doctrine of Christ, let us go on. Unto what? Say it again. Unto what? Unto perfection. Not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works and of faith towards God, of the doctrine of baptism and of laying on of hands and of resurrection of the dead and of eternal judgment. And this will we do if God permit. What Apostle Paul is telling the Hebrews there is that it is time to leave dwelling on doctrine, 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 teaching, mysteries, doctrine for baptism. Every time, baptism in the name of Jesus, every time, this and that, resurrection, and all those contentious topics, Godhead, and all the rest that we dwell so much on. He said, they are good. We will go there if they need be. But let us move on, go on, unto perfection. Unto perfection. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. What is perfection? Now notice, perfection is not a state of sinlessness. Perfection is not a state of sinlessness. When Matthew 5:48 says, be ye perfect, even as your heavenly Father, which is in heaven, is perfect. God is perfect. And he's telling us, we should also be perfect. Be ye perfect. Hallelujah. If you look at it on the letter of that word, you will expect that it means we come to a state where you cannot commit sin at all. That is not what Apostle Paul is saying. And that is not what the Lord Jesus Christ was saying in Matthew chapter 5. When he said, be ye perfect. Hallelujah. Perfection there is a state of maturity. Christian maturity. Amen. Hallelujah. Be ye perfect is be ye matured. Christian maturity. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And what is it to be matured? Is a state whereby, you come to a stage of fulfillment of expectations. Now what we say is, we have a child and we have an adult. The difference between a child and an adult is maturity. Why do we say the adult is matured? Because he has reached a stage where every day he is fulfilling expectations. There are expectations from you as an adult. For instance, you are not expected as an adult to wee-wee on your bed when you are sleeping. Do you understand? But when a child wee-wees, no problem. He's not yet matured. Amen. But when an adult wee-wees on the bed, you know there is something wrong there. It is expected that a matured man will be able to feed himself when they put food in front. But when a matured man, you reach a certain age and your mother is still feeding you, that shows you are not yet matured. You are matured because there are certain things that a matured person is supposed to be doing. When you do it, you have fulfilled expectations. Therefore, you are matured. And so how do you link it with God? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. When we say you are matured, that is, you live a life of blamelessness. You live a life where nobody blames you for doing anything wrong anymore. Because you fulfill expectations, nobody blames you. So he said, be ye perfect. Even as your heavenly Father, which is in heaven, is perfect. Why? Can you blame God for anything? No, because what you expect God to do, he is always doing it. So a Christian too grows from infancy of your Christian faith. You are supposed to grow also to a state where you are expected to do what you are expected to do. You must do what you are expected to do without disappointing anybody. That is the meaning of perfection in this context. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That's why, let's read a few scriptures here. Acts chapter 23. Hallelujah. Acts chapter 23. Let me read one verse there. This is the way Apostle Paul put it. He says, and Paul, earnestly beholding the council, that was when he was brought before the council. They were coming to judge him. Acts chapter 23 verse 1. And Paul, earnestly beholding the council, said, men and brethren, that is where I'm going, I have lived in all good conscience before God until this day. Go to chapter 24 and verse 16. This is Apostle Paul's principle. And herein do I exercise myself to have always a conscience void of offense towards God and towards men. Go to 1 Corinthians chapter 2. 1 Corinthians chapter 2. One verse there also. Verse 15. This is how he put it. But he that is spiritual judgeth all things, yet he himself is judged of no man. You see? He that is spiritual, I'm telling you the meaning of perfection, maturity, Christian maturity. He that is spiritual judgeth all things. That is, you can condemn sin. But when you stand too, there will be nothing that anybody can look inside of you and condemn. When you reach that stage. Because I think it's in Matthew chapter 7. The Lord Jesus Christ speaking about judging others. He was telling those Pharisees, why do you judge others? You have not removed the beam on your eye. You are trying to remove the small mot in another person's eye. That is, you are even more guilty than the person you are accusing. That's what they're saying here. Praise God. Hallelujah. That is maturity. Where you can stand. Are you a preacher like I preach? I will stand here and condemn evil. And when people come around to me too, they will see nothing to condemn me also. That's why I say you are not qualified to preach salvation when you yourself you are not saved. And many preachers, all they exercise is intellectualism. The ability to read a literature book and summarize it. The same way you do with philosophical books, the same way also you come and read the Bible, and then you understand the doctrines because they are logically placed here, and you read other, you've read other books of other men, put it together, and with your eloquence of speech, you now come and tear it down, and people will think because you have the ability to break down mysteries, it means you are a Christian. No. You can only be a Christian if after you have judged others, they come near you and there is nothing for them to judge you with. That is perfection. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Let's read one more scripture. 1 Peter chapter 3. If you are there, I'll read one verse. Verse 16. Verse 15 first. 15 and 16 to get the complete picture. He said, but sanctify the Lord God in your hearts. And be ready always. You see? And be ready always. This scripture is marked in my Bible years ago. I read it again. But sanctify the Lord God in your church, in your mouth. Where do you sanctify God? In your heart, because that is where your conscience is. That anytime you stand before God to pray, your conscience is free that you have nothing that God will use against you. Sanctify. But sanctify the Lord God in your hearts. And then the next statement. And be ready always to give an answer to every man that asketh you a reason of the hope that is in you with meekness and fear. What is he saying? If you are going to be free, your conscience void of any offense, if you are going to have sanctified the Lord in your heart, it means your heart is clean, is free. That will lead you to a certain lifestyle that will attract some questions. Why are you not drinking beer? Why are you not following men? Why do you refuse to lie? Why are you always cheerful? Why are you not bothered even when everything else is scattered around you? It says that you will be ready to give an answer of the reason of your hope. There is a hope that's making me live the kind of life I'm living now. There is something I'm looking forward to. The Bible in Philippians chapter 2 said, he said, for the hope that was set before him, he endured concerning Jesus Christ. He endured even to the death on the cross. Why did he endure all the suffering, all the caning, all the self-deprivation and denials? Why did he undergo all that? The reason was, there was a hope that if I can go through all this trial, I know I shall become the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. I shall be given a name. At the mention of that name, every knee shall bow. All judgment shall be committed into my hand if I can endure. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Abraham, the same thing. In Hebrews chapter 11, they also had a hope. Abraham had a revelation of a city that God told him, see the city I'm taking you to. That city, he looked around and he didn't see that city on earth. He saw the foundation. Hallelujah. The building, the maker of that city. He said, certainly a human being didn't build that city. He was looking up to it. Therefore, because his hope is to go and enter that city, he lived as a pilgrim. He knew he was passing through this earth to somewhere. Where it is, he doesn't know. But he has a hope of entering that city. Therefore, his lifestyle, he lived in tent, ready to pack and move anytime. The reason of our hope. Okay? Praise the Lord. Let me read it again. But sanctify the Lord God in your heart and be ready always to give an answer to every man that asketh you a reason of the hope that is in you with meekness and fear. Sister, why are you not wearing trousers? See, as fine as you are, you know your shape will come out. What is the answer you will give? Oh, you are not painting your face like this unbelievers outside. Why, sister, which kind of church should they go like this? You will not understand. Why are you not wearing earrings? Which kind of church should they go? Sister, what is the reason of your hope? There is a hope. There is a hope. There is a hope. If you will go, don't hinder. If you won't go, don't hinder me.
If you won't go, don't hinder me.
I'm on my way.
Praise the Lord, since you know me
now. I'm on my way.
I'm on my way.
Sing to your neighbor. Are you afraid? Sing it to your neighbor. Look at your neighbor and tell her where you go. Where are you going? Tell her you're on your way. That's why we are living this type of life we are living. Praise the Lord. Why are you not wearing this type of cloth? You know, at least, sister, show some of your power. Is that not what your friends tell you? See, you have very, very wonderful, beautiful busts. Why not cut it here? So just show part of it. You will see as men go, they follow you for road. It's beautiful. Just cut it. Oh, you think that by mistake, where some people, women go dressed, some part of their breasts, they show for outside. It's not a mistake, oh. It is a style. They told the teller exactly what to do. That's the truth. Hallelujah. Oh, you think that it is teller make mistake. That's why women will dress and the whole of their back will show. Since they say, brother assembly, make we not wear sleeveless. Tear the back. Oh. And once they dress like that and come to church, every 30 minutes they are walking that way and walking back. They are walking that way. And when church close, they never go in time. They will stay around. I want prayer. Now lie, not be prayer. They won't make you see their back. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And they will see a sister that dresses clean. And they say, show your belly small now. Or show your tight small now. Or show you don't dress from what? Hey, look, God made you beautiful. When they meet you and ask you that type of question, give them the reason of your hope. There is a hope. If we never meet again on this earth, my precious friend. If to God you have been true and live above all sin, that's our hope.
And for us, there will be a meeting. For there's going to be a meeting. I will see you in
that's our hope. Everybody now.
Oh, see you in the rapture. I will see you in the rapture. I will see you at the meeting in the air. In the precious Savior, will live forever. I will see you in the rapture. This world is not my home. I'm just a passing through. My treasures are the the angels back of me, from heaven is overgone, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore.
Hallelujah. That's the reason of our hope. That's why we behave the way we behave. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I will never forget that example I keep repeating to you people here. I say, my friend that we used to chase women together. I say, chase women together. Now I'm born again, he's still in it. And I visited his office. And one beauty queen came. And then he saw her off. And as she was going, he tapped me. He said, I should see the girl's bum bum as she's going. He said, Moses, see the thing where you didn't miss now, I beg. Moses, hey, see the thing where you didn't miss now. Ha! May you not have that type of friend in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I have very bad friends. Bad. And we were all bad. I was badder than all of them. Amen. I know it. Church, listen. A young man left the prison. I met him in Ikoyi prison. Well, not a young man. A big man. Let me call him a big man because he was a rich man. And then he left. And one day, I met him. What is happening? He gave his life to Christ in the prison. We were there together. And he was telling me in my office when he came to visit me. He said, Moses, he said he discovered that, you know, he went back to women and drinking beer. He said he discovered that the company he was keeping, because all this is when they will come to his office, and that I should pray for him, who is the company that he's keeping. And I call him, I say, my brother, I say, you are not serious. I say, bad people, your friends come to you and they influence you. The spirit in them and the spirit in you, who should influence the other? Who should influence the other? When my own friends come to me and they want to go like that, I will turn the discussion back. They want to go, I will turn the discussion back. When they come, I see Satan don't come. I put all my safeguards, put on the whole armor of God. I am ready for them. I know you are all believers. Light and darkness is jammed now. Let's see which one we win. I am so ready. Immediately they come, I will start to preach to them. Preach. If you talk, you see the chase woman, you will die in sin. You die. Hey, don't talk like that. I say, I go talk, oh, you go die. Blessed be the name of the Lord. My friend is telling me, see the thing you are missing now, Moses. And I told you what I answered him. I told him in school we did economics, and there's the law, principle of opportunity cost. Opportunity cost. What is opportunity cost? Hallelujah. Two things are before you. You can't have the two at the same time. To be able to have one, you must let one go. I have beautiful women around me, and I have Jesus by my side. Which one will you choose? If you choose the women, Jesus will go. If you choose Jesus, the women will go. Which one have you chosen? I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus.
Yes, sir.
I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back.
Say it again.
No turning back.
Say it.
Hallelujah. I have decided.
Say it, say it.
To follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back. No turning back.
I made up my mind.
Hallelujah.
Well, I am going to verse 16. First Peter chapter 3. Verse 16, that's my emphasis. This, what I said, was just a little digression. Because we're talking about the conscience now. Having a good conscience. That whereas they speak evil of you as of evildoers, they may be ashamed that falsely accuse your good conversation in Christ. What is this? What is that scripture saying? Once all everyone that will live a godly life, you will have false accusers, liars, going everywhere, because anywhere you go, they are condemned. Behind you, if anybody gossips you, that's what that scripture is saying. If anybody lies against you, hallelujah, when that person comes behind and meets you, Let the life that you live put those people that spoke against you to shame. That is a perfection. A blameless life. A state of blamelessness. That's the perfection. They have spoken so much evil, enemies of this ministry. Within the denominational circles, within our neighboring churches, and more seriously, within the inter-message churches. They have spoken all manner of evil. But when their members smuggle and come in here, then they say, is this the place? Hallelujah. After one of them came here last Tuesday, Pastor Francis, what did she say? She said, so, now this kind of place, now here our pastor, they tell us, say, make we no come. Blamelessness. A state of blamelessness. Acts chapter 24. Acts chapter 24. Hallelujah. He was still trying to defend himself. And this is the statement he made in verse 16. Hallelujah. Okay, I think we have read that already. I think we've read that. So let's leave that scripture alone. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Now the question here that we have to answer is, she's saying that, do we have a step? He said the angel told her, you have not even taken the first step. And then she now asks, the word of God to get ladder. Amen. Yes, the word of God get ladder. It is the ladder that leads you to divine nature of God. That leads you to that state of perfection. One step after the other. One step after the other. The word of God has steps we will take to imbibe and grow unto that stature of perfection. Next week or next time I come, we will continue and we'll see what that step is. We'll take them one after the other. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Can we stand up? Hymn number 67. To be like Jesus. Hymn number 67. That song says to be like Jesus. Supposed to anoint everybody. Bring your offering. Worthy offering. Some people are still under 100 naira. Bring your 10 naira. Bring your worthy offering. Worthy, worthy. What you believe the Lord is worthy of. If you don't have, it's okay. There was a widow that had a widow's mite, and it was accepted. You are seeing the men wearing the men uniform. The These are the men in Bride Assembly. If you're a man, wear your own. What we see too. Every Sunday, until we go camp, come back. Our uniform be this. All the men here, wear your own. Where are all the men here? Eh? 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 They don't give you. It's for sale. It is on a dash and dash us. We bought it. That is how much? 1,000. Uh-huh. It's one. Oh, you think send a dash then dash us. We buy them. Oh. We buy them. We are men. But any boy that wants to join us, you can go and buy it too. Any boy that wants to join us, buy. Hallelujah. Do you believe that an Okada man can make 12,000 naira every day for Okada? Amen. There is a very interesting testimony that I will show you here. A young man, that Solomon Alu, some of you know him, with that Okada.